Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson. I hope you're interested in learning about snake bites. This lesson is all about snake bites. Well, the world is full of snakes. Well, maybe not full of snakes, but there are many kinds of snakes all over the world. Hey, do you like snakes? How do you feel about snakes? Do you think that they are interesting or frightening to you? Carolyn, how do you feel about snakes?
Well, I actually have mixed feelings about snakes. If it's just a nice little garter snake or a black snake, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I actually even kept a corn snake at my house for a few days until we could take it to the park service to have them take care of it and use it for education.
Okay, so that's great. So all snakes are wonderful, right?
Now, I wouldn't say that. If that corn snake had been a rattlesnake, I probably would have killed it.
All right. So you feel different ways about different snakes. I think snakes are beautiful. I really do, but I try not to get too close to them because I'm not sure yet which ones are poisonous or venomous and which ones are not. But I do think that they are beautiful creatures. Anyway, we're going to be learning about snake bites today. Please pay attention as we get started with our first reading of the day.
Snake bites. Watch out for poisonous snakes. Adults, children, and pets around the world experience them. They can result in swelling, bleeding, or even death. In India, they kill many more people than tiger attacks. Snake bites affect between 1.2 million and 5 million people each year around the world. Luckily, out of the 3,000 species of snakes that exist worldwide, only 600 have venom, according to the World Health Organization. However, any bite can be dangerous if infection sets in. Some types of venom make the bite area swollen or painful. Others cause bleeding or damage the heart's nerves. Here are some especially dangerous snakes.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Snakes can be found all around the world. In today's article, we'll learn some trivia about these slithering creatures. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Poisonous. Poisonous is an adjective. Those berries are poisonous, so don't eat them. Venom. Venom is a noun. Many animals use their venom to kill other animals for food. Infection. Infection is a noun. Tony's injury developed a nasty infection, so he needed to spend a week in the hospital. Massive. Massive is an adjective. People love the view from the top of the massive skyscraper. Your more information word is set in. Set in is a phrasal verb. Sounds like great information. Let's jump right into our article.
All right, well, before we take a look at some of those dangerous snakes, let's learn some English from the beginning of this lesson. At the very beginning, we see a phrase there, watch out for poisonous snakes. Watch out for these snakes. Let's look at that word from our word bank, poisonous. If something is poisonous, that means it's not good for you. It can cause you to be unhealthy in some way, and it's bad for you. What kinds of things are poisonous, Carolyn?
Well, things that are poisonous contain poison, and there are a lot of plants that are poisonous. If you touch them or eat them, you can have a very severe reaction. Maybe you touch a plant and your skin gets a terrible rash. It turns red and itchy. You might even have to go to the hospital. But you might eat something that is poisonous as well. There are many mushrooms that are poisonous, and you need to be careful not to eat them.
That's right. Some chemicals are poisonous. Some gases could be poisonous. We also might say toxic, T-O-X-I-C. But these things are poisonous for you. You want to learn what things are poisonous in the world of nature. Well, we're talking about poisonous snake bites, and let's get started. What's our first sentence for the day, Carolyn?
Well, we see, adults, children, and pets around the world experience them.
Them. What is them? Well, we continue. They can result in swelling, bleeding, or even death. We're still talking about them or they. These can result in swelling, bleeding, or even death.
Well, let's see if the next sentence will tell us what they are. In India, they kill many more people than tiger attacks.
Wait a minute. So far we have three sentences and we don't know what they or them are, okay? In India, they kill more people than tiger attacks. That's crazy. What are we talking about? The next sentence here is snake bites. Snake bites affect between 1.2 million and 5 million people each year around the world.
That is a very large number. Even the smallest number, 1.2 million, that's a lot of people who are affected by snake bites. Sounds like a pretty dangerous thing.
That's right. Well, so far, the first three sentences did not talk about snake bites. The fourth sentence, we knew what they were talking about. Let's learn a little bit more about what this is called with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
The author of today's lesson starts her article by telling us there exists a deadly danger and that the danger is everywhere in the world.
Pretty frightening, but she didn't tell us what it is.
Not right away, anyway, because she's busy grabbing our attention and making us care about reading what comes next.
And so finally, in the fourth sentence of the article, we learn what the danger is, snake bites.
So what did the author do? She created a little suspense. That mental and emotional excitement we feel while anticipating the outcome of uncertain situations.
Suspense could come from a real-life situation, a story, a drama, or even a joke.
Using suspense is effective because we humans are naturally curious people. If we start to watch a thrilling drama, we're usually willing to continue watching to see how it ends. If we're reading a murder mystery, we're often pretty eager to read on and find out who did it.
So, friends, take advantage of this. The next time you write an essay or prepare a speech, try adding some suspense.
And give your audience a reason to care about what you'll say next.
今天的课文有一个特殊的开场，从一开始读者就感到死亡的威胁，但我们却迟迟无法掌握是什么导致死亡。一直到文章的第四句话，我们才发现作者讲的是snake bites，被蛇咬。这是 suspense 的一个运用。Suspense 就是悬疑，借由 suspense， 作者可以营造出一种既恐怖又 引人入胜的气氛。你如果阅读 murder mystery 推理小说，一定会感受到强大的 suspense。我们写文章的时候呢，不妨试试看加入一点 suspense 来抓住读者的注意。这就是今天的 Info Cloud。我们下次云端见。There
was a lot of suspense building in that first paragraph, talking about something so dangerous and not knowing what it was, but we found out that we are talking about snake bites. How does the next paragraph continue, Gabe?
Well, luckily, out of the 3,000 species of snakes that exist worldwide, only 600 have venom, according to the World Health Organization. So we see that word worldwide, and actually before the info cloud, you saw another phrase, around the world. Actually, those can mean the same thing. You can use those phrases and words in the same way, worldwide or around the world.
That's right. And of the 3,000 species of snakes around the world, only 600 of them have venom. Well, I think that is 600 too many.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at that word venom. It is from the word bank. And if something has venom, then it has a kind of poison in it. Now, venom and poison are a little bit different, but a lot of times we use them in the same way.
That's right. You might call something poisonous, or you could say it is venomous. So venom is a noun, but venomous becomes an adjective, V-E-N-O-M-O-U-S, when something has venom and could be poisonous when it bites you, like a snake. Or something else that is venomous or has venom is a spider, some spiders anyway. What are other things that might have venom, Carolyn?
Well, there are a lot of animals that have venom, and actually, insects also. Maybe you get stung by a bee, and you have a terrible reaction. It might be that the bee was venomous, and now you have venom or poison inside you. Now, there is a little sidebar in your magazine on venom versus poison, if you'd like to read that and learn a little bit more about the difference between those two words.
That's right. Well, we're talking about snake bites here. 600 snakes have venom or are venomous. Let's continue. However, any bite can be dangerous if infection sets in. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is infection. This is not a good thing. If you have an infection, that means it's affecting your body in some way, and you need to get it checked out, maybe at a hospital or by a doctor.
That's right. So when you get injured, if there's a cut on your skin, you might get an infection if that area gets dirty or bacteria gets in it and it can set in. It can be very, very dangerous. Well, continuing, some types of venom make the bite area swollen or painful. It can be very, very painful or swollen. Others cause bleeding or damage the heart's nerves.
Ouch. Okay, be careful around snakes. Here are some especially dangerous snakes. Well, we're going to be talking about those a little bit later, but for now, we need to learn something new with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 venom 这个名词。Venom 在这里是指毒蛇、蝎子等动物分泌的毒液。例如 ,just a tiny bit of the snake's venom can kill a person in hours. 只要一点点这种蛇的毒液就可以让一个人在几小时内丧命。Venom 也指恶意或怨恨。例如 ,you can feel the venom in his expression. 你可以从他的表情中感受到他的怨恨。接着我们来看的是 set in 这个动词片语。set in 是指某件不好的事情产生、开始或者是到来。例如 ,when the love between the couple faded away,Disappointment set in. 当这对夫妻之间的爱渐渐消退，失望的感受油然而生。或者是 despair began to set in as the disease got worse. 当这个疾病越来越糟，绝望就悄然而生。
If you're just joining us today, we are reading an article on snake bites.And the dangers of snake bites. Snakes around the world can be poisonous or venomous. Those two words we often use in the same way, though they can mean slightly different things. Encourage you to read about that some more. Well, we find that snake bites can be very dangerous, especially if infection sets in. Now let's learn some more about the different kinds of snakes that you might want to avoid.
Snake bites. King cobra. The largest of all poisonous snakes, king cobras can reach 5.5 meters in length. Each king cobra bite contains enough poison to kill an elephant, or 20 people. But these massive snakes usually avoid people. They live throughout India, southern China, and Southeast Asia. Inland Taipan. A bite from Australia's inland taipan, the world's most poisonous snake, releases enough venom to kill 100 men. The good news is that people rarely come in contact with this snake, and a treatment for its venom exists.
Wow, do stay away from this snake, the king cobra. We're learning all about this largest of all poisonous snakes. King cobras can reach 5.5 meters in length. Carolyn, that's really long. Actually, I think that's almost 3 times longer than I am tall.
I think you are right. And, well, this is the longest of all snakes, and that might be why they are called the king cobra. They are the king of the snakes because they are so big. Well, reading on, each king cobra bite contains enough poison to kill an elephant or 20 people. That's just one bite, Gabe.
That's just one bite. Okay, I'm going to stay away from the king cobra. But we found out something here. One bite can kill 20 people or kill an elephant. Well, let's take a look at a phrase there. It's enough poison to kill an elephant. It's enough something to do something else. You could use that phrase in other ways. Do you have enough money to keep your business going? Or we have enough food to feed the world, but only the rich people are eating. We have enough things to do something else. How else can you use that phrase?
Well, you might say that, oh, I have enough time to finish my homework. It's a great way to use this. There are many different ways you can use this structure, not just talking about snakes or your business, but many other things that you can have enough of something to do some task.
That's right.
Continuing on, but these massive snakes usually avoid people. Oh, so Gabe, it sounds like you don't need to worry about avoiding the king cobra because they usually avoid people.
Ah, well, that is definitely good to know. And I probably won't be seeing any in the city where I'm living anyway. But we do find out that these snakes are massive. Of course, they're 5.5 meters, or they can reach that length. That is a massive snake. Well, let's take a look at that word, massive. Massive is another word for huge or great or big. It's massive. I think of like a really big truck when I think of the word massive. That is a massive truck.
That's right. I also think of another animal that might be massive, the elephant. The elephant is a massive animal. It's huge.
And elephants are massive, but the massive king cobra, all it needs to do is take one bite out of that elephant, and it could kill it. So these snakes are pretty dangerous, but these snakes usually avoid people. That is good news.
That is good news, and we also find out they live throughout India, southern China, and Southeast Asia. So if you live in another part of the world, you might not have to worry too much about encountering a king cobra because they live in a very limited area.
That's true. Well, we're going to learn about another kind of snake here. It's called the inland taipan. A bite from Australia's inland taipan, the world's most poisonous snake, releases enough venom to kill 100 men. Wow. Okay, so we saw that phrase again, enough venom to do something, and this can kill not only 20 men, but 100 men.
Well, I guess that's why it is the most poisonous or the most venomous, because one bite has so much venom in it. The good news is, there is good news, Gabe, the good news is that people rarely come in contact with this snake, and a treatment for its venom exists.
Well, that does sound like good news, and that's a good phrase to know. The good news is something. Maybe you had to share some bad news with somebody, or something negative, And then you can follow up by saying, well, the good news is this. And then you share your good news. For example, you were planning on going out and doing something in the nice weather, but then it rained that day. You could say, well, the good news is we're still together with each other. We can do something else inside. That's the good news.
That would be good news. You could watch a movie inside.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, maybe you're at school and your teacher says, I need you to write a 10-page report. That sounds like pretty bad news, but the good news is you have 3 weeks to do it.
That's good news. Well, if you do have bad news and good news, usually you want to share the bad news first so that you can say the good news is this. Well, there's always good news here at Studio Classroom. The next good news for you is that we have a review skit to watch, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Before we start hiking, I have something important to talk about.
Yeah? What's that?
Something that adults, children, and pets around the world have experience with.
Yeah? What's that?
Something that can result in swelling, bleeding, or even death.
What's that?
Something that kills more people in India than tiger attacks.
What? Tell me what?
Snakes!
Snakes! Oh, no.
Oh, but don't worry. Only 600 kinds of snakes have venom.
600 poisonous snakes?
Of course. A bite from any snake can be dangerous if infection sets in.
Infection?
Yes. Some types of snake bites become swollen or painful.
Oh, no!
Others cause bleeding or damage to the heart's nerves.
Oh, no.
King cobras are the largest poisonous snakes. Their poison can kill elephants.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not an elephant.
Or 20 people. Lucky for you, they usually avoid people.
Lucky for me, I usually avoid snakes.
The world's most poisonous snake has enough venom to kill 100 men.
Oh, luckily, I'm not a man.
Oh, well, they kill women, too.
Oh, no!
Okay, well, let's go hiking.
Let's go home.
What? Oh, come on.
OK, 接下来我们看这段课文里面的 poison 这个名词。poison 是指毒药或毒物。poison 和 venom 常常当作同义字，但是不一样的地方是 venom 是毒液，透过叮咬或者是输入进入人的人体。但是 poison 是指含毒性的物质，它可能存在于液体或空气或植物中。例如 the water contains poison, 这个水有毒。它的形容词是 poisonous, 意思是指有毒的。例如 poisonous mushroom 是指有毒的香菇。这我们看的是 massive 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 mass 大量这个名词，所以 massive 是指大量的。例如 massive air attacks almost ruined the city， 大量密集的空袭几乎毁掉这个都市。或者是 many lotto winners didn't know how to deal with such a massive amount of money， 许多乐透的得主不知道如何应付这么大一笔财富。 And now let's get back to our teachers。
We've been learning a little bit about snake bites today. Of course, many snakes have venom, and we've learned about two snakes in particular, the king cobra and the inland taipan. Now, I do wonder if you know anybody who has ever been bitten by a snake, or maybe you've been bitten by a snake. And what happened? What did you do about it? Carolyn, has anybody ever been bitten by a snake that you know?
Well, fortunately, no. I don't know anyone who has been bitten by a snake, but where I come from in West Virginia, there are a lot of snakes, and so we grow up being very aware of the dangers of which snakes are poisonous and which snakes aren't.
Well, I'm glad to say that I don't know anybody who's gotten bitten by a snake either, but it is important to know what to do if that does happen. So please join us for our next lesson about snake bites tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Jason and Jim Fan are ready to go inside the farmhouse to rescue Sherry. Can they get out safely, or will Enlai catch them? Join us in this episode of The Stranger.
Despite the typhoon, Jun Fan and his friend Jason found the old farmhouse where I was a prisoner. They saw Jun Fan's evil uncle, Enlai, shouting at me and waving a gun. They were scared, but they knew they had to take a chance. Jason nervously walked up to the front door. His heart was pounding and his hands were shaking. He reached for the handle, pulled it down, and gently pushed the door.
Oh, no. It won't budge. I'll have to give it a small shove. Oh, I hope nobody heard that.
He opened the door a little wider and saw the big table inside. That was the best place to hide while he waited for Jun Fan to make his move. He quietly closed the door and then crawled across the floor to the table. He lifted the large tablecloth and slid underneath.
It's so dusty under here. I hope I don't sneeze. Oh, Jun Fan, don't take too long.
He heard a voice in the next room. It was Enlai.
Okay, I'll take the cloth from your mouth and let you talk now.
You creep! You were following me from the airport to the Grand Hotel!
Yes, what a great coincidence that my flight from America was the same as yours. Revenge is so sweet.
How do you know who I am? I've never met you before.
Well, that's very simple. You see, you look just like your mother.
My mother? How do you know my mother?
My brother Winston was kind enough to introduce us.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.